one say amen.
Amen.
Verse 9. John 15, verse 9. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Father, again, as I ask of you, Father, that you would just hide me. Lord, that you would just use me. Father, that these scriptures that you have left us, that they might inspire within us, O God, a newness. Father, we ask that you would just open our hearts and allow that sweet Holy Spirit just to touch and anoint. For Lord, we know that you do not send messages to go void, but they will accomplish if we would just open our hearts and listen. We ask you, God, to just take a few moments and you. For it's in the name of Jesus that we ask it. Amen. Love. John was love. Do you know the scripture, as I just read to you, Jesus and the Father is one. One in love. And he asked us to be a part of that love. He asked us to take a part of that love and to be in it. To be the same with him. But you know, the verse that really sticks out in this is the 11th verse. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Well, I'd like to speak this morning just a few moments on the word joy. And I'm going to ask you a question, and I want an honest answer. No fooling around. How many of you this morning have joy in your life? Raise your hand. Now, how many of you have complete, full joy in your life? Raise your hand. You see, when we have Jesus, the word joy spells out J-O-Y. You've seen it. I know you've all seen it written out. J, Jesus first. J, Jesus first. O, others second. Y, yourself last. So if we spell the word joy and we use that as a formula, that we say that Jesus is first in our life. If he is number one, if he is first in our life, then we put others secondly, and we put ourselves down at the bottom of the rung last. We have joy in our life. You mix that up, you turn it around any way you want to, and if you put yourself first, which a lot of people do, most of us do, really, when you get right down to it. If you put ourselves first, then you have what? Y, want to have full joy is to put Jesus first. How many of you are looking forward for dinner today? Huh? Look, nobody's hungry. Well, good. It'll be a lot cheaper if you're out. You're all lying to me, I know. You see, we have a feast. We're constantly, animals, everything, looking for something to eat. I mean, that keeps us going. But what do we feed on? What do we feed on? If we feed on the filth and the corruption and all that, turn on your TV anytime you want. How many of you turn on your TV and watch the news? We all do. Yes, we see these things. You listen to the newscast, and all you're going to hear on there is murder, is robbery, is killing, it's fighting, it's this, or it's accidents, or it's cars on stops. It's all negative and it's all downing. It's negative. We feast on the negative. The news people, they do not tell you of the goodness. I have never, ever heard on a newscast where a church down the road here someplace held a revival and there was 27 people saved. Have you ever heard it? You haven't heard anything about what Jesus has done for anybody on the news. You won't hear it. The only thing you're going to hear is negatives and downing. If that's what we feast on, how can you have joy in your life? You see, you cannot have joy if this is the thing that we eat all the time. Well, remember when you live and eat them vegetables? They said you got to eat them vegetables because they'll make you big and grow good and all this, that, and that. You didn't like it. But it was the truth, wasn't it? We'd rather have the sweets and the candy. Now, we did it one yesterday. We had that reunion. We had three tables in a row. And started up here, we had some pretty heavy food up here, you know, come back. Well, man, when you got to that last table, that was all the cakes and the pies and the cookies and all that good stuff, and the ice creams and the apple pies and all that good stuff was down the other end. And I started up there and I told the guys to me, I said, I think I'm going to go to the other end and start. That's what it's tasty, you know, it's appetite, but you can't live on it. It'll kill you. If you lived all them sweets and all that good stuff, I suppose you wouldn't last too long. We'll see, but that's about the life. Survival. Just think is this. The thing that is good for you is the very thing that we don't want to eat. The thing that will make us strong is the thing that we avoid the most. Yes. We avoid communication with God. We avoid that feasting with Him. Yes. How much time during the week do you spend on your knees in prayer? Well, I'm afraid that if it comes right down to it, there's probably not very many of us, maybe none of us in here, that if we had flour on our knees, there wouldn't be a print on the floor. There wouldn't be a track on the floor where we'd be. Not to say that you have to be on your knees to pray. You don't. But we have to be in an attitude of prayer. When we talk to Jesus, it's just exactly like feasting on that spiritual food that will make us strong, that will give joy. I can, listen, tell me if I'm right or wrong. Back years ago, when I first was saved, in a little old church out our way, and it seemed like that I don't know if it was me or whether it was actually in the church or not, but man, when people got together, I mean, they was just they would really, you know, enjoying life, you know, and really, really up, you know, really high. And it just seemed like that any time that you called a meeting or any time that you got together to sing or have an outing or anything like, everybody poured in. And was when they come in, boy, just a bubbling, you know, just really enjoying life, really having a good time. Well, folks, when you go into churches anymore, you go in. You're bothering. Yeah! We have lost the joy of our salvation. We have turned it off because we're feasting on this corruption that's in the world today. That's all we're eating. You hear it every place, you see it every place. And that's exactly what we're feeding on. When we feed on that, what can you expect? What can you expect? Doubts and fears and all of these things that enter in. We put them so high that we're afraid to move. You get people together and say, oh, I can't do that. The ACLU would be down my throat right in a minute. Yeah, let them come. Yeah. Why do we say, why have we allowed people to say, we can't do this, we can't mention Jesus Christ, we can't have the flag, we can't do all these things. Pretty soon they're going to have you convinced that you can't even get out of bed, you can't even mention the name of Jesus. If we keep feasting on this type of food, that's exactly what we're going to allow to. We have lost the joy that Jesus has meant for us to have. We should be the happiest people in the world. Yes. We should be the happiest when we get the opportunity to come down to the East Clarksburg Baptist Church and assemble ourselves together. We should come into this house just as she said this morning, lifting each other up. Praising God for being able to see the one that come in that has been sick, that would get up off the sick bed to be able to come in because they enjoy being in the fellowship of their brothers and sisters in Christ. Yes. Good. Joy. Absolutely. That's what God wants for us. Joy. But believe me, if we keep on feasting on this filth and corruption that's going on, like the news people are. Oh, it sells papers. Yes, but we love to hear how someone has fallen. We love it. Yes, sir. If this preacher was caught up in some sort of a scandal, boy, your ear would be stuck out there a mile to get to hear all about it, wouldn't it? You couldn't wait to get to hear what he's been into. Or any one of the other this congregation. You couldn't be there. Oh, yes, I'm not. What? Are you sure? Stick out of my mouth. Because we love to hear it. We love to feast on those things that does not represent joy in our life. David was one that felt. He fell hard. And he knew that God was not pleased with him. He was not pleased with himself. He was at a point that he was down, and like a lot of us, been stomped on, kicked at, and all this, that, and the other thing. Our own fault. But that. And he knew that he had lost so much. Our problem is we don't realize what we're losing. We don't realize what we have already lost in the joy of our salvation. Joy in our salvation, as I said, it should be the highlight of our life. I don't care how much money you've got. I don't care what kind of a rich place you've got. I don't care what That is unimportant. The joy in knowing Jesus Christ is far more valuable than anything you can have purchased here on this earth. Amen?
Amen.
You cannot. And it's so easy. It's so easy to allow peoples to influence you to a place that you're eating it up. All these things that would put a negative on you. Yes. Take the negative side of everything. Can't see any good anywhere. Look around. No way can you find it. But it's there. But we would rather hear the opposite. We'd rather hear the negative. We'd rather hear the corrupt stories. We'd rather hear, turn on the news and say, oh boy, did you hear that? Yes. You know, how somebody was hurt for this, and we've heard plenty of it. We've heard too much of it. We need to be feasting upon God's word. That is the only truth that there is God's word. We need to be on our knees in prayer. You ask, why is our church dwindling? Why does people not enjoy services anymore? Well, let me tell you, if you walk into a church or any other organization and all you hear is negative, all you hear is about the complaints, the aches, the pain, the sicknesses, all this down the line. If that's all you hear, you're going to walk out of there and say, "Ooh, boy, they got a problem." Yeah. They ain't well in the house. They're all sick. They're all headed for the cemetery. Just about there. When I ask for testimonies, how good has God been to you? Real good. You see, folks, what we're feasting on? Let me tell you this. If you were to go into a strange town, city, whatever, country, you walked into a little old church on Sunday, you found one out there along the road, it had a good name, it was Matthew. Yeah. So it had a good name to start with. You went into that church. You walked into there and you went in and everybody in that church was, oh, they greeted you fine and dandy. But when it comes for spiritual time, it was kind of laid back. Just kind of slow to move, we might say. Music was great. Fellowship, yeah, good. We enjoy it. But there's something like it. Because there wasn't the joy in there that should have been. There wasn't the praise in God. Lip service, you. But from the purity from the heart, black, the cool. Not gone, the cool down. Then you went in another, and I said, well, okay, I'll try that one. I'll try another. We've got a route for 5 miles, but it's not a bad church. Yeah, a lot of them. Went into that church, walked in the door, and boy, they were just like you people are. On fire. Yeah, when a stranger walked into the church, everybody met him at the door and shook their hand and said, well, it's good to have you. Praise the Lord. It's good to have you. Yes. And when they come in, they sit down in the pew, and they felt like, and the preacher went back and said, good to have you with us. I'm glad you're there. Here. Now. The service started, and the music started to play, and the pianist got the tickle in the ivories over here, and great job, you know. Sounded really good. One thing led to another. Choir got up and sang. There wasn't very many of them up there, but boy, they did sound good, you know. They was really good.
come testimony time, boy, they hit the floor. It's right now, it says how good God has been to us. Preacher preaching, he wasn't worth a dime. He stammers and he stutters and he does all this that and the other thing, but he doesn't come. You see, folks, I just described the church. It's exactly what you have here at the East Archburg Baptist Church. We have opportunity. And when people walk in that door, if we have that joy in our heart, I want it. I want it. I want that joy. That's why I want to get out of this world. I want to come in. I don't want to hear about all that downy stuff. I want to hear about Jesus. I want to be lifted up. Yes. And when it comes time for prayer, yes, everybody is praying for one accord. Everybody in one spirit, in one accord, thing happened. That person walked out that door and said, I'm coming back. I like it. Yes, it was good. I liked it. I'll be back. Well, you see, what they were feasting on was good. It was not the corruption, the filth and all this. They're talking about other churches and how they're doing this, that, and the other thing, downy with one and that one, trying to be judged and condemning all these other organizations or denominations or what have you. We are not out to judge or condemn anybody. Sin, yes. People, no. We present Jesus Christ. We offer Jesus Christ as a Savior, as one who can forgive sin, one who died that we could have this privilege, that we could feast on this manna from heaven, that we could drink of this living water. Yes, that our joy might be full. Oh, to be full of joy. I was thinking, and I met a person, I'm not mentioning a name, but it seemed like, and she really scared me. Yes, she did. Because it just seemed like that she was just trying. She didn't know me from Adam. But she was trying her very best to help me in any way she could. She was trying. It was like, do you need, can I help you? Or this, and I mean, anything. It worried me, really. Because trying to be said, I want you to help me. You know? But the truth was, she had joy. And wanted to serve others. She wanted to, and she wasn't that only that way to be with everybody. Just wanting to be, just extend herself out personally to help in any way that she could to make your life just a little bit better, easier. So, I'll take your package, I'll do this, I'll do that, anything. But you see, she had joy in her life. And right now, I can see what she was up to. She was trying to be obedient to what God would have us to do. If every one of us took an attitude of helping others, put Jesus first, put others second, and yourself last, you have joy in your life. Follow that view. And we pray. We thank you, Lord, for just allowing us to search our hearts and to realize, Lord, just exactly where we do stand. Father, that we sometimes we feast on the naked. But Lord, give us a desire just to search out the truth and to help others in any way that we can. Lord, that we might be your servant. But Father, we'd ask especially that if a stranger would come in, that they might be able to see you through us. lead us and guide us as you would have us to do. In the name of Jesus, we ask you. God has spoken to the hearts of every one of us this morning. I know He has spoken to me. That His word does not go out void, that it will accomplish that which He has. If you have a need this morning of any kind, bring it to the Lord. He's the only one that can help. As we stand and sing our hymn of invitation.